This is Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for the carryout. This is, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. The Dow went all historic and dropped 1,175 points. Market analysts say that the investors are worried about inflation, possible Fed hikes coming in the near future. At one point, the Dow was down over 1,500 points. To put into perspective, the biggest loss in history was 778 points, 2008. But I wouldn't worry about it because we all know the economy is not tied to the stock market, right? Besides, the president, he is on it, right? Hello? 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 Is anybody out there? Where'd everybody go? Oh, the president is busy calling the Congressional Black Caucus treasonous for not clapping during the State of the Union, un-American and treasonous for not partaking in the glory that is Trump, even though most of his accomplishments he boasted were either made up or manipulated. All the president would have to do would go back and watch the last seven or so State of the Unions, possibly, to see how many times the Tea Party members stood up. How much they didn't clap? Come on. Don't put lipstick on a pig and then try to sell it at the market or whatever the right saying is for this hypocrisy. We're on to you. The political parties are digging in over the House intelligence memo that suggested that the FBI showed political bias in starting an investigation into Trump campaign staffer Carter Page over dealings with Russia. The Dems now want to fast-track their own memo that's designed to prove the inconsistencies of the Republican memo. It'd be like you putting out an all-staff at work saying there was free food in the break room, and then your office rival putting out another all-staff saying, yes, it's free, but that's misleading. Just tell me, you guys, can I eat the pizza or no? No, it's all gone? Oh, I guess I'll just drink this Italian dressing that's still here. Big question is whether or not the president will declassify the memo and release it, and if he doesn't, well, nothing's going to happen. We've not learned anything as Americans. The problem still unresolved here is that the fundamental rift between Americans on whether or not this is a big deal or a political stunt still remains, which I guess is the American way. I mean, those Declaration of Independence show-offs, right? But for all the talk of the FBI being partisan and unfair, does this mean that the Republican Party is willing to concede that this has been the case for decades? I mean, that was the crux of the Fox and Friends bit on SNL this weekend where they all loved Louis Farrakhan, right? Because black politicians have been talking about this for years. So Trump should call that out to complete his argument, right? Well, I mean, that was different. But for all, I mean, really. And if you really want to get into it, what about Hillary's emails? I know some on the right will say that the FBI protected Hillary in the email investigation, which would make sense because maybe they thought they were protecting her by saying that they were going to reopen the investigation 11 days before the election to protect her, right? But I do believe that the president does have historical precedent on his side. If, say, he really wanted to unite the country, the left has been complaining about the FBI forever. The issue is that while they were complaining, the right protected the FBI, or at least made the left out to be commie-loving liberal snowflakes who hate law enforcement and had it coming. But then when the right does it, it's the living embodiment of a Lee Greenwood song. Now it's total America! And hard-ass and courageous to accuse the FBI of bias, right? What am I missing here? What are we all missing here? Also, the unfairness of it all. That's what got police officers so riled up during the Obama White House, right? It felt like politicians were cherry-picking parts of the story to market their political stances to the American people. That bad apples argument, remember that? But this, it's the same thing. I hate to steal a chant, but isn't this what hypocrisy looks like? With police officers, it's bad cops and don't sully the entire force. With the FBI, it's taken on the entire institution because they are so biased and we shouldn't stand for it. Hashtag Trump Lives Matter. And in this case, doesn't it make you wonder what businessman Trump's relationship was like with intelligence? That's where I'd go if I were an investigative reporter. Obviously, he doesn't like that there are rumors of Russian trysts in a dossier. So maybe this is just payback? My guess is that Comey beat him in a golf tournament or something, and now we're dealing with it. That's my guess. I listened to a little right-wing radio today, just trying to be objective and see it from all sides, but the host said that if this was happening the other way around, then the left would be, quote, throwing feces and urine around and burning cities to the ground. Then he followed up by saying, because they are mentally ill. So, yeah. For as much as you want to say that the NBCs and the CNNs are biased, could you imagine if that right there was said about the right? I mean, we got to change ourselves, people. We're letting people profit off dividing us. It's pretty damn obvious. Forget about our history. Conservatives, just think about how much fun your parties would be with a liberal mixing new cocktails that they learn how to make from a hip magazine. And on the left, just imagine if you had more white males at your folk sing-alongs. The altos alone. Altos. All right, move on. So did Jeannie Ives ruin all her good publicity with her dumb commercial she put out this weekend? Well, she appeared downtown at a luncheon today, and when asked about the ad, she said, what's so offensive about it? What? It's him, right? It's me. And then went on to say it was an accurate portrayal, even going as far to say that the trans actor, which was just dude in drag, was accurate as well because she's seen trans people before and because they've showed up at her door. What? It's weird. Weird thing to say, but okay. It's getting national news now with sites like Slate calling it bigoted, which is good work, which is a good word to describe it. Still, I blame it all on Bruce Rauner. His division in his own party has brought us fringe attack ads. If you would have tightened up your ship, bro, we would have been bigot-free this whole primary election. But here we are. YouTube is starting to slap propaganda warnings on state-run media channels and clips, and they're planning to put one out on PBS. What? PBS does get federal funding, which is what YouTube was pointing to when comparing that station that airs Sesame Street to China and Russian government propaganda channels. I guess Elmo telling us to wash our hands while Cookie Monster steals cookies is pretty right on, right? I mean, the government, you know, pushing all that Bert and Ernie love on us. I kind of agree with YouTube on this one. A Holocaust denier slash white supremacist is going to get the Republican nomination for Congress in the Southwest suburbs, and he's open about his views. He called the Holocaust the biggest, blackest lie in history. He sounds fun. He really does. Anyone ask him about Sandy Hook? That didn't make it into the conversation. See his thoughts on that. In weather, snow, it's going to get nasty. Flights canceled, roads suck, be careful. The sports, Super Bowl was last night, and the Eagles won. That's all I got. In the lead up to the Super Bowl, Brian Urlacher was named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on his first try. How about that? Unbelievable. Congrats to Brian Urlacher and his new hair. Congratulations. The middle linebacker joins Butkus and Singletary in the hall, and now speculation on who's going to introduce him. I say Lovie Smith. It's got to be Lovie, right? Some say Lance Briggs. Others say Michael Flatley. I mean, there's a lot of options. Paris Hilton's out there. Bulls play tonight against the Kings. No Lauri Markkanen, who had a baby. That dude had a baby. He looks like he's 15 years old. Tall 15. Yeah. Also, the Bulls' big trade assets have yet to suit up for the team. Is that right? Ashik and Nelson are practicing, but Tony Allen didn't even show up. He's not even here. It's a foregone conclusion that he's going to get waived, and I guess the Bulls are looking to package Nelson as well, and possibly Robin Lopez, too. If all goes right, the Bulls will have 19 picks in next year's first round. The Blackhawks home against Calgary tomorrow. They got to get on track. They've lost two in a row now, although at least they picked up a point, the overtime loss against Calgary. But they got to start winning here. In baseball, we're about a week out from pitchers and catchers reporting, and there are like 20-plus free agents still on the market. I guess the owners don't want to spend money on anybody anymore. The Cubs and Theo Epstein, you know what it is? The Cubs and Theo Epstein ruined baseball. This is interesting. There are only a handful of teams actually up for competing this year. And so the rest of them are taking the Cubs' cue and just rebuilding. And they don't want to take on contracts that would essentially get in the face. So they're going to their fan base and they're telling them, we're not going to win this year. So why get Jose Bautista? Why spend money on anybody? That's the spirit. You know the old saying, hope springs eternal in 3 years. It's ridiculous. And finally tonight, John Mahoney died today, or yesterday. The great Chicago actor who starred on Frasier and in movies died this past weekend, the age of 77. The Steppenwolf Ensemble member will be missed. He brought Chicago into America's living room with his work on Frasier and delighted us every time he graced a stage at Steppenwolf. Will be hard to replace John Mahoney here in town. Rest in peace. That's the carryout for February 5th, 2018. Drive safe, everybody. That's all I got. right, coming up, we're going to talk Touche, Chris Roebling, and Dave Lundy in studio. We got lots to talk about. Memos, genie eyes, the Dow. That's about, not a lot, just three things. It's a Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.